Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah here. We're holding a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Gimel. And today's Dirshu page is Kuf Yud Daled Amud Aleph. So, in Yirtzeh Hashem, I hope to cover at least half of Kuf Yud Daled Amud Aleph. I'm going to ask the Olam to please bear with me. It'll take a couple of days to catch up. But what with Pesach and everything else, I am struggling a bit right now to be actually caught up to the Dirshu page. I think within a couple of days, though, we will be back on schedule. So we pick up today on Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. 1, 2, 3, 4 lines up in the words of the Rama by the word V'lachain. I think I'm probably going to read from the very beginning of that Haggah, 5 lines up, Haggah V'yesh Oisrim, just for the sake of continuity. Our learning should be a schus for Achenu Kabeis Yisrael, Hanesunim Batsaru Bashivya, Ha'imdim Bein Bayom Bein Bayabosha, Hamakim Yerachim Alehim, Yitzim Yitzaru Lervacha, Me'afelu La'iro, Mishibit La'gu'ula, Hashta Bagolov is Man Kariv and Amar Amen. Our learning should be a schus for Fur Shalema, for my Shemaim and Esther Fradel, Yitzchak Ben Zion, Ben Dusha, Chavadasa Bas Seril, Rafal Yisrael, Menachem Ben Ita Genendel. Also, our learning should be a schus for Shalema for a good friend, also a Talmud Chacham. His name is Avram Ben Zion, but I don't remember his mother's name. The Rabbi Yisrael certainly knows it. All of these should have a refuah shalema b'sar shar chayla Yisrael. Our learning should also be a schus for Yonasan ben Michal and Yael ben Michal. The Rabbi Yisrael should watch over them together with all of our other brothers and sisters who find themselves in harm's way. Okay, so a bit of a recap of what we saw in the Mechaber before we come to this Haggah. We learned, if you take a a mukta item, for example, ma'is, money. Money is something which is mukta machmas gufay. So, if you take a mukta item and you put it on top of a non-mukta item, so you took money, mukta machmas gufay, you put it on top of a mito, you put it on a bed. A bed is a klisha malachta leheter. A bed is not mukta whatsoever. Now, if you took the money, you put it on the bed on Erev Shabbos, and the money remained on the bed for the entirety of the Ben Hashmashas period, then not only is the money mukta, the bed itself becomes mukta. Why is the bed now mukta? The bed is mukta because it's a basis ledavar ha'aser. It is a base item, a support item that is supporting mukta. Therefore, it itself is going to become mukta. What type of mukta is it going to be? Well, in this case, since it's a basis to something which is mukta machmas gufay, so the mita itself is also going to be considered mukta machmas gufay. It's going to have the same din as the mukta that was placed upon it, and therefore the bed is now turned from a klisha malachta leheter into a mukta machmas gufay, and you would not be allowed to move this bed even litzarech gufay or litzarech mekaymay. Now, that's an abridged version of the halacha. We have to remember that there are certain prerequisites that have to be met in order for the bed to become a basis l'davar aser. And some of those are that the money, in this case, would have had to be placed on the bed with intent. It wasn't just haphazardly thrown onto the bed. It has to be that the person wanted the money on the bed. He needed a good place to keep the money. So he said, oh, there's a good surface for me to put the money on. I'm putting the money on the bed. And there's intent, at least, that it should remain there for the entirety of Ben Hashmashas. And in fact, it did remain there for the entirety of Ben Hashmashas. Once you meet all of those requirements, now the rule will kick in. Migui des katsoy leben Hashmashas, since the bed is now a basis ledavar ha'aser, and it was mukta as a basis ledavar ha'aser for the entirety of Ben Hashmashas, is katsoy lekula yuma, it's going to remain mukta as a basis ledavar ha'aser for the entirety of Shabbos. That's what we saw at the very beginning of Sif Zion. Then the Mechaber went, and the Mechaber gave us another case where he said the base item is not going to become mukta. What was that case? He said, well, let's say you took the money, let's say you looked at the bed, and you said, you know, I need a good place to put the money when I come home from work today. You know what? I'm going to use that bed. I have that extra bed in my home office that virtually is never used. I'm going to use that bed to be the place where I'm going to keep my money. So he was miyached the bed. He designated the bed as a place to keep money. Then on Erev Shabbos, he actually went ahead and he put money on the bed. But then at some point but before Ben Hashmash's Friday evening, he decided, you know what, I'm taking the money off the bed. So in this case, what happened? He was miyached, he designated the bed to be a basis for the money. He actually went ahead and put money on the bed, but then he went ahead and he removed the money from the bed before Shabbos kicked in. In that case, the Mechaber said, in that case, the bed is not going to become muktzah. So what's the chiddush of this Mechaber? The chiddush of the Mechaber is, even though you were miyached the bed to be a basis for money, you designated that bed to be a place where you're going to keep money, and you actually did a maisa, you actually used it in that way before Shabbos. You actually put money on the bed before Shabbos. Still in all, says the Mechaber, since you cleared the money off the bed before Bein Hashmashes, the bed is not a basis, and now the bed is not going to be muktzah on Shabbos. You want to move the bed, you can. That was the shita of the Mechaber. Now let's go to the Ramah, Hagah. The Ramah said, V'yesh oisrim b'yiched l'kach. There are those that don't agree with this. There are those that will aser the bed as muktzah. Why? V'yesh oisrim b'yiched l'kach. V'hiniach behem. If you taka designated the bed to be used for money, you were miyached it for money, and v'hiniach behem, and you actually did put money on the bed before Shabbos, there are those that will aser the bed as muktzah. Even though you then went ahead and cleared the money off the bed before Shabbos. And he brings this down from the Rabbeinu Tam. This is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Now, I'm not going to repeat the Mishnah Berurah, but we learned in the previous year, Mishnah Berurah is Katan Chafhei. And Mishnah Berurah is Katan Chafhei explained that in this case, the reason the bed is going to be Aser, it's going to be Muktzah, is not because the bed is a basis. The bed is certainly not a basis. If there's no money on the bed, and there was no money on the bed during the Ben Hashmashes period, then we can't aser the bed as a basis l'davar aser. It's not a basis l'davar aser. Factually, it just isn't one. So why is the bed aser? So the Mishnah Berurah Nais Katan Chafhei explained that the Rabbeinu Tam holds that what you did over here is you took a bed, which was a kli shemalachta l'heter, and you turned it into a kli shemalachta l'iser. How did you turn it into a kli shemalachta l'iser? Very simple. You were miyachid it as a surface that you're going to put money on, and you used it as a surface to put money on. So it's not a bed anymore. It's now a money table. I don't know exactly what words in English you would use to call it, but it is now a keli, which is used to hold money. So you turned it into a kli shemalachta l'iser. And the Mishnah Berurah brought down the Shita, trying to remember, the Shita of the Magen Avram, and he said, other Achrayim who hold that not only is this bed now going to be Aser as a Klisha Malachta L'Iser, it's actually going to be worse than a regular Klisha Malachta L'Iser. He said, this bed is even going to be Aser, you're not even going to be allowed to move it L'Tzarech Gufay or Tzarech Bekaymai. Why? Because not only is it a kli shemalachta l'iser, because you turned it into a money surface, not only is it a kli shemalachta l'iser, but it also, to a certain extent, is now muktzah machmas chesaron kis. Why is it muktzah machmas chesaron kis? Well, let's remember the underpinnings of muktzah machmas chesaron kis. The underpinnings of muktzah machmas chesaron kis are, let's say, the izemel shel mila, the bris mila knife. The bris mila knife is muktzah machmas chesaron kis, because you will not use the bris mila knife for anything else, because it's valuable, and it has to be maintained in a certain condition. So you're not going to use it for anything else, because you're afraid if you try to use it for something else, you might ruin it, and then you're going to take a financial loss, because you're going to have to replace the mila knife. Well, so too, over here, by this bed that you designated as a money surface, You designated it as a money surface. That's the only thing that you want to use it for now. You don't want to use it for anything else. So even though it's not factually a muktzah machmas chesaron kis, but in this way, it is similar to something which is muktzah machmas chesaron kis. It's something that you designated for a specific use, and min hastam, by default, you would not use it for anything else. And therefore, it is sort of a muktzah machmas chesaron kis angle, which would render it muktzah to the extent that you wouldn't even be allowed to move it tzarech gufay or tzarech mikaymay. That's what we have over here between the beginning of this Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah. Now, this last piece that I said, that the bed is going to be aser betiltel, even tzarech gufay or tzarech mikaymay, that the Mishnah Berurah brought down for the Magen Avraham. The Ramah does not agree with that. So now let's jump into the Ramah here, and let's see what the Ramah says. V'lochein. That's really where we're up to. Four lines off the bottom of the word v'lochein. Says the Ramah, v'lochein asa l'taltel kis shel mo'is. Says the Ramah, you're not allowed to move a wallet on Shabbos. Af al pi shehotzi ha-mo'is mimenu mib'oyon. Even if you emptied the wallet of money and credit cards and everything else on Friday afternoon, on Erev Shabbos, you're still not allowed to be metaltal the wallet. Why not? Because this is exactly similar to the first case that we were dealing with here. The first case that we were dealing with over here was, you have a bed which is a klisha malachta leheter, but you are miyachid it, you designate it to put money on. And by doing so, the Ramah is bringing down the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, that you're turning the bed into a kli shemalachta le'iser. Well, says the Ramah, the same thing would be true of a pouch. Now, a kiss is not specifically a wallet. You see, our wallets are even a little bit different, because our wallets are clearly made for holding money. But let's imagine even just a kiss. A kiss is a pouch or a purse. Right? A purse. You could put a lot of things in a purse. But if you have a kis shel ma'is, if you have a pouch that you always use to put money in, so essentially what do you have? You have a bag or a pouch, which essentially is a kli shel malachta leheter, but you use it for money all the time. Well, if you use it for money all the time, that means that you are miyachid it to be used with money. The same way in the Mechaber's case, you had a bed, which was a kli shel malachta leheter, but you were miyachid, you designated it to put money on. So too over here, you have a pouch, which is a kli shel malachta leheter, but you designated it for use with money. And it had money in it on Erev Shabbos. So that means not only did you designate it for use with money, you actually used it with money. Well, says the Ramah, in that case, even if you cleared the money out, the kiss itself, the pouch itself, remains a kli shel malachta le'iser, according to the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. The same way the bed became a kli shel malachta le'iser, because you designated it for use with money, and you used it with money, even though you cleared the money off before Shabbos, so too the kiss, since you designated it for use with money, and you actually used it with money before Shabbos, even though you cleared the money out of it, it remains a kli shel malachta le'iser, and it is aser in tiltel, it becomes muktzah. Continues the Ramah, Eli in kain aser by maisa, unless you actually did something to the kiss, to the pouch. What did you do? Shepsachai milamata. You opened it up on the bottom. So now it's not really a functional kiss anymore for money, because the coins could fall out of the opening in the bottom. V'silkay min hayichud. By going ahead and doing this maisa, by opening up the bottom of the purse, it's no longer going to be designated for use with money, because it's not effective. It's not. It doesn't work as a kiss shel mois, because the coins will fall out. And the Ramah says, v'chei noyagin, we are noyag like this more machmer opinion here of the Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Mishnah, "Kam chavav eli im kein asa." If you do a maisa, if you open up the bottom of the kiss, then it's not going to be muktzah. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the maisa zu, because this maisa of opening up the bottom of the pouch, mevatal hamach shava deyichud, that will nullify and it will take away the machshava that you had that you designated it for use with money. V'hamaisa she'asa ba meikara she'in yech ba mois. So the reason why this kiss became a kli shel malachta le'iser was because of two factors. You had a machshava. Mentally, you designated this kiss to be used with money. And you also had a maisa. You factually put money into it before Shabbos. You have to be mevatel both of those. How are you being mevatel both of those? By opening up the bottom of the pouch. Once you open up the bottom of the pouch, then certainly you're mentally no longer designating it for use with coins because the coins will fall out. You're also doing a maisa. You're factually and physically opening up the bottom of the kiss. So that's going to take away both the machshava when you designated it for use with money and the maisa of putting the money into it. Continues the Ramah, and the Ramah says, Mihu, however, litzarech gufay or litzarech mikaymai mutter. This is what I told you. The Ramah doesn't agree with the Magen Avram that the Mishnah Berurah brought down in Iskot and Chavhei. The Ramah holds that in all of these cases, so this kiss or the case of the mita, somehow there will only be usher as a kli shemalachtel iser. There'll be mutter to move them litzarech gufay. Right away jumps in the Mishnah Berurah, Nais Katan Chav Zayin, and he says, Ayin Beskif Sif Katan Chav Hei. He reminds us of what he wrote earlier in Sif Katan Chav Hei, Masha Kasavdu B'Shema Magen Avram, what we wrote in the name of the Magen Avram, U'Sha'ari Achreinim, She'tamu Al Zeh. They react to this Ramah in wonderment, with Sfir Luhu, and they hold the Lashita Zu Asa B'Chal Gavni. They hold that according to Rabbeinu Tam, not only is this kiss or this bed a klisha malachta l'isser, it's worse than a regular klisha malachta l'isser because of the angle of mukta machmas chesaron kiss that we discussed earlier. When we come akum, nevertheless, ladino, when it comes to halacha l'maisa, maskim to say for Elia Rabba, the Elia Rabba agrees to afsha hakiss v'yuchid l'mois, even though the kiss, what you designated it for use with money, kol she'ein darka l'hakbid l'nyech by dvarim acherim, unless it's a kiss where you're very clearly makbid, that you never put anything else inside it, and nenu b'chlal muksa machmas chesaron kiss, we're not going to agree to the Magen Avraham and the other achrayim that it becomes muksa machmas chesaron kiss. Rak kistam kli shemalach del iser, it's a regular kli shemalach del iser, v'sharri l'sarech gufay o'mekaymai, and it would be mutter to move it l'sarech gufay o'mekaymai, v'chein hiskim b'sefer beis meir, ayin shom. Now, when it comes to our wallets nowadays, I would venture to say that our wallets do have the angle of muktza machmas chesaron kiss. Even if you go ahead and you clear all the money and the credit cards out before Shabbos, I think it would still be considered something which is muktza, sort of machmas gufay. It would be also betiltel, even tzarech gufay or tzarech mekaymai, because it is worse than a regular klisha malachtoi le'iser. It is, the wallet is by nature something which is kemat only used for things that are muktza, and you never use it for anything else. So I would venture to say that it's also betiltel, even tzarech gufay or tzarech mekaymai. Continues the Ramah, two lines off the bottom, in the middle of the line, says the Ramah. V'chein, similarly. Now we have to be careful to understand what the Ramah means here when he says v'chein. What is the Ramah going back on? So what the Ramah is going back on is as follows. We just said, if you have a kiss hamayuchad l'ma'is, you have this pouch that you would designate it for use with money. What did the Ramah say? The Ramah's opinion is that that kiss is mukta, but it's mutter betiltel l'tzarech gufay or mekaymai. Basically, that kiss was turned into a klisha malachta l'iser, and therefore the shita of the Ramah is that that kiss, while it is mukta, you're allowed to move it tzarech gufay or tzarech mekaymai. Therefore, the Ramah is going to say that when it comes to a pocket that's sewn into your garment, even if it's going to have money in it, you're still allowed to move the baguette. Why are you allowed to move the baguette? When you move the baguette, you're moving the pocket, you're moving the money. Why are you allowed to move the baguette? So what the Ramah is going to say is, not if it has money in it, if you cleared the money out. So rewind for a second here. You have a baguette and it has money. It has a pocket. You have a pair of pants that have a pocket. And you always put money into that pocket. So essentially, what do you have? You have a kiss, right? The pocket is a kiss. And it's miyuchid for ma'is. You always keep money in that pocket. You have put money in it. So before Shabbos, you did have money in it. Now, before Shabbos, you go ahead and you empty the pocket. Well, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that kiss is mukta. That pocket is a kli shemalach del iser. But the Ramah says, don't worry, you could still wear the pants on Shabbos if you took the money out. Why? Because that's the same halacha that we just said. What did we just say? We said you have a kiss, that's a miyukud lamois. You have a purse, a pouch, that you designated for use with money. You put money in it on Erev Shabbos. You cleared the money out before Shabbos. So, yes, it is mukta. Why is it mukta? Because it's a kli shemalach del iser, but you're allowed to move it, tzarech gufo yotzarech mekaymai, according to the Ramah. So says the Ramah, the pocket in the pants is the same thing. If you have a pocket in your pants that you always use for money, so it's a kiss, hamiyuchad lemois, you put money in it before Shabbos, so you have the machshava of being miyachedit, and you have the maisa that you put money in it, but you cleared the money out before Shabbos, so the pocket itself is a klisha malach del iser. But, according to the Shitas HaRamah, you're allowed to move it l'sarech gufay l'sarech mekaymai. Well, when you put on your pants, what you're doing is you're moving that pocket l'sarech gufay l'sarech mekaymai. Wearing the pants is called tzarech gufay. So that's what the Ramah is saying here. Now, the Ramah is going to put in another line here to address a different problem, and we'll explain that. But let's read the Ramah inside. The Ramah says, v'chein, similarly, just like I'm telling you that the kiss that was miyukud lemois is a kli shemalach de l'iser, and it's mukta, but you're allowed to move it tzarech gufay tzarech mekaymai as long as you cleared the money out before Shabbos. The kain, similarly, bekis atofra bebeget, when you have a pocket that's sewn into a beget, like the pocket of a pair of pants, hayul v'ikar beget oimid lilbosh, since the main purpose of this beget is that it's a garment which is worn, im hoitzi amois bisham, if you take the money out of the pocket, mutter lilbosh habeget, you're allowed to wear the beget. Why? To hakis batel etzloi. Because the pocket is bottled to the beged. Now, the Ramah said a lot over here, and we have to isolate different parts of the Ramah. The Iker halacha that the Ramah is telling you over here is what I told you before. He's telling you that the pocket in the pair of pants is the same halacha as the kiss hamayuchad lemois. The same way the kiss of Yuchad lemois is a klisha malach de l'iser, and you're allowed to move it l'tzarech gufay l'tzarech mekaymai, as long as it doesn't contain money, so too the pocket of the pants is a kli shemalach de l'iser, but you're allowed to move it tzarech gufay tzarech mekaymai, so you're allowed to wear it. That's the ikar halacha that the Ramah wants to tell you over here. But the Ramah threw in over here the idea that the pocket is bottled to the beged. Now, the fact that the pocket is bottled to the beged has nothing to do with the halacha of mukta that we're learning here. The point that the Ramah is making when he tells you that the pocket is bottled to the beged is to cover a different problem. And that is the problem of hoitza. How are you allowed to wear the pants outside if by doing so what you're doing is you're transporting the pocket outside? Why isn't this a shaila of hoitza? The pants, there's no hoitza on the pants. The pants are bottled to you. The pants are a beged. So they're bottled to the person. You're allowed to go out dressed on Shabbos. We don't say that you're carrying your clothing. But now you have a pocket that's attached to the pants. Why don't we say that you're carrying the pants? Why the pocket? Why isn't there a shaila v'itza on the pocket? To answer that, the Ramah says that the pocket is bottled to the pants. Let's take a look here in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ois katan chaf ches. What the Ramah wants to say with these words is, that's why you're allowed to wear the pants out in the Rishos Harabim, and we don't say that the kiss, the pocket, is considered a burden that you're carrying. So again, those words, the hakis batel etzloi, have nothing to do with the halachas of mukta that we're learning here. That has to do with a shaila of hoitza. Oid kasav, the Magen Avraham also says, what's the Mishnah Berurah saying? Mishnah Berurah is saying like this. The Ramah holds that the kiss that was miyuchad lemois is a kli shemalachta le'iser, and you're allowed to move it letzarech gufo or letzarech mekayma. So it's very good, according to the Ramah, that the pocket of your pants that you always use for money is also a kli shemalachta le'iser. You're allowed to move it letzarech gufo or letzarech mekayma. So you're allowed to wear your pants because that's called tilto letzarech gufo. That all works according to the Ramah. But what do we do with the Magen Avraham? We said that according to the Magen Avraham, the kiss hamiyuchad lemois is worse than a regular klisha malachta l'iser. It's like a muksa machmas chisarin kiss, which is like a muksa machmas gufay, which is also betiltal even l'sarach gufay l'sarach mekaymay. So according to the Magen Avraham, if you have the pocket in the pants that is miyuchad for money, how are you allowed to wear the pants? That's what the Mishnah Berurah is explaining over here. He says, "Become makom." Nevertheless, hacha shari. This case of the pocket in the pants would be mutter, even according to the Magen Avraham. Become makom hacha shari litein b'sarcha kis v'litol mimenu. You're allowed to wear the pants. You're even allowed to put things in the pocket, take things out of the pocket. You know why? Because the bottom line is, nobody is makbet on their pockets only to put money in their pockets. They put money in their pockets. They put tissues in their pockets. They put a snack in their pockets. They put the house key, which is not muktzah, into the pocket. So we use our pockets for all sorts of things, not only things that are muktzah. So points out the Mishnah Berurah, we don't have this shaila, even according to the Magen Avraham. Now, everything that we said until now was predisposed on the concept that you're going to take the money out of the pocket before Shabbos. Now says the Ramah like this. Bottom line, near the end of the line, right by the Ois Katan Chav Tes for the Mishnah Berurah, says the Ramah, Avalim Shokach by Mois. Let's say you have the pair of pants and you have the pocket, and the pocket is a kiss, is a pouch that is meyuchad for money, and you didn't clear the money out of the pocket on Shabbos. You forgot the money. Now, be very careful. Realize what the Ramah says. Avalim shokach. Not that you put it there with intent that it should remain there for Shabbos. You put the money into the pocket on Erev Shabbos, and you intended to empty your pockets before Shabbos because you knew that you were going to be wearing this pair of pants on Shabbos. Why aren't you wearing your Shabbos pants? I don't know. Maybe you had a bris Friday morning, so you wore your big day Shabbos already on Erev Shabbos. But whatever it is, you put money in your pocket on Erev Shabbos. You had in mind to clear the money out of the pocket before Shabbos, and you forgot. Now, the reason this is important is because, remember, in order to create a basis l'davar ha'asur, the mukta item has to have been put inside of or on top of the basis item with intent that it should remain there. That's not the case here. Over here, you forgot the money in the pocket. So we're not going to be dealing here with a busis shaila. This is not, the pants are not going to be a busis. The pocket is not going to be a busis because the money was not put there with intent to stay there. You forgot the money and you left it in the pocket. Says the Ramah, Avon Mishakach by Mois, if you forgot money in the pocket, so now the fact is that the pocket has money in it, Murtar Lataltal HaBeged, you're still allowed to move the beged. Why? Well, first of all, the loyam rina dechala beged nase basis lemois. First of all, the entire beged cannot become a basis to the money. Hayol ve'ena mois al ikar habeged. Because one thing says the Ramah, when the money is in the pocket, we don't look at the money being on or in the beged. So what the Ramah is addressing over here is, again, you have the pocket in the pants, in the pair of pants. Now, is it possible for the pair of pants to become a basis l'davar ha'asur to the money that's in the pocket? Says the Ramah, no. Why? Because we don't look at it and say that the money is in the pants or the money is on the pants. We look at it that the money is in the pocket, not that it's in the pants. Now, right away, you're all wondering, but wait a second, Rabbi Weiss. You just told me that there's no shaila of buses over here. Why? because this is a case of shachach. This is a case where we inadvertently left the money in the pocket. It wasn't put there with intent to be there for Ben Hashmashos or for Shabbos. So why is the Ramah telling me that it's not a basis because the money is in the pocket, not in the pants? So we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah that the Ramah is really addressing a little bit of a different question. And that is, if you remember, we learned in Siman Shin Tes, what happens if you inadvertently left a rock on top of a wine barrel? So we said the wine barrel doesn't become a basis l'davar aser because the rock wasn't put there with intent. Yet, we said, if you want to take wine out of the barrel, what you have to do is you have to be mate the chavis. You can't just pick up the barrel, take it to the kitchen, take it wherever you want, even though it itself is not mukta, it's not a basis l'davar aser, but still you can't do that. Even though it's only tiltel min atzad, what you have to do is you have to tilt the barrel and you have to let the rock roll off the barrel. You have to do a minimal tiltel min atzad before you could pick up the barrel and take it wherever you want to take it. That's the point that the Ramah is addressing over here. The Ramah is saying like this. The Ramah is saying, if you forgot money in the pocket of the pants, you might think that what you have to do is, you have to be mate the pants. Maybe you have to use a minimal tiltel min atzad in order to shake the money out of the pocket before you could move the pants. Says the Ramah, no, you don't even have to do that. You know why you don't have to do that? Because this is not like the rock on the barrel. In the case of the rock on the rock is on the barrel. Since the rock is on the barrel, before we're going to let you go ahead and move the barrel as much as you want, we're going to tell you that you have to do niur. You have to tilt it or shake it somehow to get the mukta out. Over here, you don't even have to do that because we don't look at the money as being on or in the pants. We look at it as being on or in the pocket. Let's take a look here at the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah is Kal Chavtes. Avalim Shachach. If you forgot money in the pocket of the pants. Kavanos Ha'ikar Levar Lanu. The main halacha that the Ramah wants to tell me over here is, the Hayil V'yesh Adayin Mois Ba'akis. If you still have money in the pocket or in the purse, in the pocket of the pants, also Lalavsha, you're not going to be allowed to wear the pair of pants, Shema Yishkach V'yetze, because of Gzera. We don't want you to wear pants that has money in the pocket as Gzera, because you might inadvertently go out to Rishos HaRabim with the money in the pocket, which would be a Hitzah problem, which we didn't see yet. That's going to be at the end of the Sif. V'rak L'taltal Mutter, but the pants are Mutter B'tiltal. V'da'oid, and you should know more, the Lav Dafka Shachach. This isn't only true if you forgot the money in the pocket. Even if you intentionally put the money into the pocket and your das was that it should remain there for the entirety of Shabbos, after hakis nasa basis la mois, even though in that case the pocket would certainly be considered a basis to the money, right? Why not? The money is certainly considered to be in the pocket, and you put it there bekivun, you put it there intentionally, and you put it there with intent that it should remain there even for the whole Shabbos, so the pocket certainly becomes a basis to the money. It still would be mutter to move the pants, even while the money is in the pocket. Why? Because of what the Ramah told me. The habeged loy nase basis, because the pair of pants is not a basis. Hoyel ve'enam al ikar habeged, because the money is not considered to be on or in the pants. It's considered to be on or in the pocket. But you wouldn't be allowed to put your hand in the pocket. Because the pocket certainly is a basis to the money. Even after you take the money out of the pocket, in this case, you wouldn't be allowed to put your hand in the pocket. Because the pocket was a basis during Ben Hashmashos, it remains muksa for the entirety of Shabbos, so you can't put your hand in the pocket because by doing so, you would be metalkal the pocket, which is muktzah. Nevertheless, but the Mishnah Berurah does say, if you could shake the money out, you should. That despite the fact that the Rama says that the pants are not considered a bois on buses because the money is not in or on the pants, there are those that hold you still need to do near. The Rama said, since the money is not on the beged or in the beged, kloimar. What the Rama means to say is to akis enay tafer la'arka bebeged. So first we have to understand what kind of pocket this Rama is talking about. The Rama is talking about what they call nowadays a patch pocket. Something like the pocket on your shirt. The pocket on your shirt is a piece of fabric that is completely stitched all the way around to your shirt. That pocket is fully attached to the beged. It's fully attached to the shirt, and it is considered to be part of the shirt. So that if you would have money in a shirt pocket, the entire shirt would become a buses. Because now it's considered that the money is on the beged. But that's not the way pants pockets work. The way pants pockets generally work is that the top of the pocket is stitched to the pants. The pouch, if you will, of the pocket is hanging. It's loose. It's not connected to the pants. That's the kind of pocket that the Rama is talking about here when he says that we don't look at the money as being on the ikar habeged. We don't look at the beged, the pants, as being a buses to the money. Kaloimar, the hakis ain't a tafer la'arka bebeged. The pouch is not completely stitched to the beged. El apiv levad tafer. It's only the opening of the pouch, the opening of the pocket that's sewn to the beged. Vahu kulay talui. The rest of the pouch of the pocket is hanging. Dem haya hakis kulay tafer bebeged. If the entire pouch would be stitched to the beged, amrina dechala beged nasa basis, we would indeed say that the entire pants becomes a basis l'davar ha'azer. Va'af tahacha mayri b'shachach. Now, even though this Rama is talking about shachach, this Rama is talking about when you forgot the money. You didn't put the money in there with intent that it should be there for Shabbos. So how is there a bus at Shiloh over here at all? Explains to Mishnah Berurah what I told you outside. Even though we're talking about shachach, if we would look at the money as being in or on the pants, then if you wanted to be metaltal the pants, you would be mechuyev to shake the money out of the pants. The same way in Shintes we said, if you forgot the stone on top of the barrel, you have to shake the stone off the barrel in order to be metaltal the barrel. So that's why, even though the Rama is talking about a case of shachach, the Rama still goes out of his way to make the point that the money is not considered to be in or on the pants. That's why the Rama says you're allowed to be metaltal the pants, even though you're not going to be menar the money from the pants first. Why? Because we don't look at the money as being in or on the pants. They're in or on the pocket. But the pocket is not completely attached to the pants. So therefore, it's not in the pants, it's in the pocket. And you're being metaltal the pants, you're not being metaltal the pocket. In our case, where the pouch is just hanging, you don't even have to shake it off first. But like the Mishnah Berurah said, there are those that are machmir and say that you should use near first. Continues the Mishnah's Kant Lamed Aleph. What the Rama said was, again, we don't look at the money as being in or on the pants. They're in the pocket. It's only when at least the opening of the pocket is stitched to the pants. Again, let's remember the underpinnings of this Rama. It's a complicated Rama, and I wish I could give it more time. What this Rama is saying essentially is as follows. You left money in the pocket of the pants. The pants, first of all, nothing over here really becomes a basis l'davar ha'azer. Why? Because we're talking about shachach. Once we're talking about shachach, there can't be a real shaila of Basas al-Davar al-Asr, because the Mukta was not put here with intent to remain there for at least Ben Ashmashas going into Shabbos. So a real Shiloh of Basas there can't be. What can there be a Shiloh of? There could be a Shiloh of Simin Shintes Sivdalid, which is the rock on top of the Chavis. Even though it's Shakach, it could be that in order to be metalkal the pants, you would have to shake the money out first. Says the Rama, you don't have to. Why don't you have to? The reason you don't have to is because we don't look at the pants as being in any way a basis to the money. Even to the extent that you should have to shake the money out of the pants first. We don't even look at it that way. Why? Because we simply do not look by the barrel with the rock on it. We're talking about a barrel that has a muktza rock on it. So before we let you be metalkel the barrel, you have to shake off the rock. Even though in that case also, the barrel is not a basis l'davar asur. That's also talking about shachach. But even though it's talking about shachach, you need to shake the rock off the barrel before you can move the barrel. So too over here. If we would look at the money as being in or on the pants, you would have to shake the money out of the pants before you could move the pants, even though the pants are not a real basis l'davar asur, because it's a case of shachach. Says the Rama, over here you don't have to shake the money out of the pants. Why? Because the money is not on the pants. The money is not in the pants. The money is in the pocket. Ah, you'll ask me a question. Maybe the pants are a basis to the pocket. So forget the money. You're right. The money is talking not in or on the pants. The money is in or on the pocket. But where's the pocket? The pocket is on the pants. And the pocket is muktzah. The pocket is a buses. So maybe we should say that the pants are a buses l'davar asur because of the pocket. No, we don't say that either. Why? Because the Rama made the point that the pocket is buckled to the pants. So it's as if the pocket's not there. So what ends up in the end, according to the Rama, is the pocket is a basis to the money. But the pants are not a basis to the money, because the money's not in the pants. And it's not a basis to the pocket, because the pocket is batel. That's how the Rama reaches the conclusion that you're allowed to be metaltal the pants, l'tzarech gufay, in order to wear them, despite the presence of the money in the pocket. Now, the Magen Avraham is making another point. Now, says the Magen Avraham, this whole discussion only works by a pocket that is stitched to the pants, at least at the opening. But what if it's a different type of pocket? What if it's not a pocket that's stitched to the pants at all? What if it's some kind of a pocket that's only tied to the pants? It's not stitched to the pants. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kasav HaMagen Avraham, Davka Kishepeh HaKis Tafer LaBeget. This whole discussion only works when at least the opening of the pocket is stitched to the beged. Azamrinim duhu batal agabi a beged. Then we could say this Torah that the pocket is considered bottled to the beged, and when you move the pants, you're not moving the pocket. The pocket's not there. It's bottled. V'chein kishigesh mois tok teva shebashulcha. Similarly, let's say you have a table that has a drawer. Shekarim tishkestel. You have a drawer on a table. And it's a type of drawer that you cannot pull fully out of the table. It doesn't come apart. The drawer is fixed to the table. You can't pull it out. In that case, the drawer is bottled to the table. But let's say you have a pouch that's tied to the pants. It's not stitched to the pants. Well, in that case, says the Magen Avraham, who keli b'fnei atzmai? If you have a pouch that's tied, see, again, I'm sorry to be very repetitive, but this is very complicated and I have to go fast and I don't want to lose the olam. Again, remember what the Rama is saying. The underpinnings of this Rama is that the money in the pocket is not in or on the pants. It's in the pocket, right? And as far as the pocket itself goes, the pocket is bottle to the pants. So therefore, when you move the pants that has money in the pocket, you have no problem at all, according to the Rama, because it's not a basis, it's shachach. So it can't be a basis. It's not considered, not only is it not a basis, you don't need to do nir, you don't need to shake it out. Why? Because when you move the pants, we don't see it that you're moving pants that have money in it or on it. No, the money is not in or on the pants. It's in or on the pocket. Ah, you're moving the pants and the pants has the mukta pocket. No, the mukta pocket is bottled to the pants. Says the Magen Avraham, you could only say that the mukta pocket is bottled to the pants if the pocket is attached to the pants. But if the pocket's not attached to the pants, if the pocket is a separate, self-standing keli that is tied to the pants, so you have a freestanding pouch that happens to be tied to the pants. In that case, the pouch is not bottled to the pants. In that case, when you move the pants, you're moving the mukta pouch. So too by a table. If you have a drawer that is attached to the table to the extent that you cannot remove it, well, in that case, the drawer is bottled to the table. But if it's a freestanding box that could very easily be detached from the table, then it's its own freestanding keli. If it's own freestanding keli, then it's not bottled to the table. That's what the Magen Avraham is saying here. Who klebef ne'atzma yveina bottle gabi abegin. The chain similarly, hateva, the drawer of the table, if you could very easily separate it from the table, so then the drawer is a separate freestanding keli, and the shulchan is a separate freestanding keli. Then we're not going to say that the drawer is bottled to the shulchan. You wouldn't be allowed to move not the pair of pants and not the table. Unless you'll create a situation where the table is a basis l'davar aser and l'davar mutter. If you're dealing with a case of shechicha, if you're talking about a case where you didn't really create a basis because the muktzah was not put there with intent, still, you would have to shake the muktzah out first. This is a very important line in the Mishnah Berurah that is very often negeya halacha l'maisa. If you have a drawer and the only thing in the drawer is a couple of pennies that you put there with intent on the Erev Shabbos, the drawer is not going to become a basis l'davar aser. Why? If you have just a couple of pennies in something, we're not going to say that the drawer becomes subservient to the 3 cents that you put in it, and therefore the drawer is a basis l'davar aser. The drawer is far more valuable than the 3 pennies that you threw into the drawer. The Magen Avraham writes further, very interesting halacha he says over here. I'm not sure of all the ramifications of these several lines of the Mishnah Berurah. I need to think this one through a little bit. What he's saying is like this. If you have a table that has a drawer, and it's the type of drawer that could be removed, and therefore, according to what the Mishnah Berurah just wrote from the Magen Avraham, if you have a drawer that could be removed, so the drawer is considered a self-standing keli, when the drawer is attached to the table is a basis to the drawer, and it's a basis to whatever is inside the drawer. So now, let's say the drawer has money in it. So the Mishnah Berurah said that the table becomes a basis l'davar aser. So let's play this out. You have a table, it has a drawer, the drawer is a removable drawer, you put a $100 bill into that drawer on Erev Shabbos with intent that it should remain there on Shabbos, you've turned the drawer into a basis l'davar aser, and you've also turned the table into a basis l'davar aser. Now says the Mishnah Berurah an interesting thing. What if that drawer was a drawer that you always use for cutlery? Maybe that's where you stick the Lechem Mishnah for Shal Shudis. So this drawer is a drawer that you always use for non-muktzah items. and it happens to be that now you stuck a $100 bill in there. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in that case, the table remains mutar b'tiltul. Why? So let's read it inside. Aval kisha hateva atlui b'shulchan asu yitamid l'nech balecha v'sakinim. If this drawer is a drawer that you always put bread and cutlery in, the erish and yech b'mois, and one Shabbos you stuck a $100 bill in there on erev Shabbos with intent that it should remain there, afilu ein balecha v'sakinim. In this case, even if you don't have bread or cutlery in the drawer, even though the Mishnah Berurah says that the drawer certainly will be a basis ladavar aser, and the drawer certainly will be aser betiltel, aval mutal letaltel ashulchan, but the table will not be a basis ladavar aser that should be aser betiltel. Why? Sharei gam hatish kestel hu beetsem klisha malachta leheter, because the drawer itself really is a klisha malachta leheter. It's a drawer that you always use for mutter purposes. V'imkei nasa ha'shulchan basis le'iser u'leheter. What he's bringing down over here is, he's saying, from the Chayodon, I believe he's saying like this, a very interesting machshava, a very interesting concept. Let's remember, in this case, the drawer, the table, essentially, is becoming an abasis to the removable drawer. So we need to do the math. When we want to understand what the halacha of the table should be, we have to do the math. So let's do the math. The table is a basis to the drawer. What's the drawer? Essentially, the drawer is a klisha malachta leheter, because it's a self-standing keli that you usually use to hold cutlery and to hold lechem. So essentially, the drawer is a klisha malachta leheter. Okay. Now the drawer has $100 bill in it. Because the drawer has a $100 bill in it, and you put it there with intent that it should be there for Shabbos, and there's nothing else in the drawer, so the drawer now becomes a basis ledavar aser. Says the Chayodom, a very fascinating thing. When we look at the drawer, we look at the drawer as being a basis ledavar aser. It's a basis to the $100 bill. But when we look at the table, says the Chayodom, we could be makel, and we could say that the table is not just a basis ledavar aser. It's a basis ledavar aser and ledavar heter. Why? Because it's a basis ledavar aser, which is the $100 bill, but it's also a basis ledavar heter because the drawer is essentially a klisha malachta leheter, because you always use it to hold cutlery and lechem. So it's very interesting. We're like splitting hairs. We're splitting the nature of this drawer. On the one hand, the drawer is a klisha malachta leheter because it has a $100 bill in it. On the other hand, the drawer is a klisha malachta leheter because you always use it to hold cutlery and to hold lechem. And therefore, the table is considered a basis ledavar aser and ledavar mutter, and therefore you're allowed to be metaltal the table. Says the Mishnah Berurah, tzarech iyun. It's a fascinating piece of Chayodom. We're going to stop over here. We'll continue next time here at Sachem with Sivches. Again, I ask the Olam to please bear with me. We will catch up to the Dirshu page in short order. Thank you so much for joining me. This was a Liban HaTorah. Should be making against Klal Yisrael. The Baruch Hashem should send Yeshua for us. Panosit Shetukhul Tolos in need. We should be Zaychit to see the B.S. Kel Tzedek Merev Yameinu. Amen. Be well.